Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Alaska Legislature meets today to consider Governor Dunleavy's appointees to lead state agencies and serve on various boards and commissions. Some Fairbanks residents are among the numerous appointees, and two of the most controversial are anti-cannabis activist Vivian Stiver to serve on the Marijuana Control Board, and trapper and taxidermist Al Barrett to fill a seat on the State Game Board. Another busy roadwork season is ramping up in the Fairbanks area.
This year is a big construction year.
Department of Transportation Northern Region spokeswoman Caitlin Fry points to projects which will disrupt traffic this summer, including the resurfacing of the Mitchell Expressway.
That's going to have some pretty significant traffic impacts, including some closures of the road and some bridge work. We've also got the Badger Road two-way left turn lanes project, adding basically that center lane where you can turn in either direction, and the Dan B. Wembley roundabout that's going in over there kind of by the Johansson. We also got projects on Gillum Way and the Elliott Highway.
None of this summer's projects are expected to be as disruptive as last year's reconstruction of the busy Johansson University Avenue and Geist Road intersection. But Fry notes that the multi-year renovation of the University Avenue will take another step.
Mostly going to be working on side streets, doing some utility work. And so most of the impacts on that will be off of the main line of University Avenue, except for a few lane closures here and there.
Another continuing local project is the upgrade of traffic lights, which Fry says involves connecting signals with fiber optic cable to a DOT control center.
So that we can change the signal timing, monitor intersections, and deal with problems remotely right from our office rather than having to send technicians out to intersections without any information at all.
Fry says the system is useful when signals experience malfunctions or when there's unusual traffic flow related to an event, accident, or extreme weather. She says it relies on live camera feeds, but notes that the video is not recorded. The DOT is holding its annual Super Open House event Saturday at Hutchison High School to preview the summer 2019 roadwork. A passing cold front dumped heavy snow in the Fairbanks area earlier this morning. National Weather Service Ryan Metzger says the agency recorded 2.5 inches before 6 a.m., but that accumulations varied greatly around the local area.
If we look at the radar, it's actually somewhat hit or miss. So if you went over towards North Pole, they actually got a lot less precipitation than we did here on the west side of town.
Metzger says an additional inch of snow is possible this morning before it tapers off this afternoon. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrady.